This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this snowy Wednesday morning?
Well, this snowy... this snowy Wednesday morning is actually quite nice. All things considered, it's quite warm. And when I stepped outside, I was thinking it was going to be cold, but it's more of like a wet, slushy sort of morning. And so for the warmness, I can't complain. The wetness, yeah, it's kind of icky, but it's right at that 31, 32 degrees where, like, oh, I wonder how slick these roads are. So just being a little cautious this morning. Some people are buzzing past me, so maybe they've built up their confidence. Me, I need to feel it out for myself. And all in all, for this Wednesday, Friday, I'm pretty good. How are things with you?
Things are good. I'm glad to hear the roads aren't too bad. Karen will be heading to Olean here in a while, and I'll be going down. And I'll be going down with her to Orchard Park to so I can babysit my grandson today. Other than that, I think I got the radio programmed. I'm using yours right now. If you want to give me a few seconds, I will turn on the other one, and we'll see if it works.
Hey, you've got me in here for the full ride. Standing by, K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Do you copy?
Yep, we've got you in there, Brad. Is this the new radio?
I wish. I thought I had it working last night because I could hear Ross's node. He had put it on one of the repeaters, and I was hearing it. I was hearing great. And then when I tried it with my handheld, Karen was able to hear me. But for some reason, I don't know what happened. I must have changed something last night after that happened. I downloaded the Redivis program to program it because Chirp is, from what I found out, is experimental. But I think tonight I'm going to try it because the Redivis software is not real intuitive.
Okay, so excuse me, one second. I have to imagine that there isn't too much to it, so So, I know when I was researching it, there was somebody on there online that was saying that that model was not in the list of models for Chirp yet, which might no longer be the case. But as far as it being experimental, I don't know. I might often say that, so... Yeah, I would not be too afraid to give it a whirl, or take a deeper dive into the Redivis and learn that one. What else was I going to say? Or just stick with manually programming, because that's always a good way, too, if you want to add a channel in or somebody says, hey, pop over here, having that knowledge. You know, make a little 3x5 card and stash it nearby to give yourself some instructions on how to set it up, but no, I didn't hear anything. If you were calling out there, I didn't hear anything at all.
Yeah, I was. I keyed up and I forgot that I didn't have the antenna hooked up. So then I, hooked the antenna up. I hope it didn't blow anything.
Well, that's definitely not good practice. I would be surprised if it was just that, that short of a duration that took it out. I'd be extremely surprised. I like your idea of using the radio to go back and forth from. But you said she could hear you, which was interesting. Or was it the other way around?
So I gave her my handheld, and she was upstairs, and I keyed up my on Ross's node and said, you know, this is KE2GDQ and testing, and she said she could hear it. So, but when I had her key up, I couldn't hear her down here. So I might have changed another setting, and I was going to have it all hooked up to the computer and make changes, and then I said, well, this morning I'll just let it go for right now.
Yeah, it sounds like you're back to the same issue you had with this radio with getting the CPCSS or PL tones to open and close the scope set up properly. Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, the Radovis software has a basic channel setup, which gives you frequency name and CTCSS, both receive and transmit, and one or two other things, but it doesn't give you, like some of the repeaters have a minus offset or a plus offset. You got to go to a different tab to do that, and there's some stuff in there that I'm not sure what it is, and I didn't look last night. When I click on their help, it just says, this is their version of software. There's no manual to come with it, and the manual that came with the radio doesn't explain those. It only gives you manual programming.
Okay. Well, since you say it like that, that could actually be one of the things that we could look into, and that is the repeater offset. The plus, the minus will depend on where you are in the band and which band you're on. But with Ross's node here, we're not setting it up as a repeater, so using a repeater offset would not be your needed choice. You'd want to set it up for simplex. So if it's, you know, plus, minus, auto might be an option in there, or if it's none or simplex, none or simplex would be the one you want, so that, let's see. You weren't able to hear back, so I wonder, yeah, I have to think about that. If one of you, with that radio, were transmitting on the offset frequency, but you said she was able to hear you just couldn't hear her. That's interesting. If you want, again, today's my Friday, so I have time tonight. I could install that Redivis software, and if you give me a call, we can go through it side by side. I can just bring it up on my screen so I can see what you're seeing, software. Or just try to walk you through it, you know, just based on general information. If you're available or anytime today, tomorrow, whatever, I can try to help you out with that.
Well, I greatly appreciate that, Travis. I know I didn't set in I was just going to pull up the software now. I didn't set in an offset on Ross's node, but I'm wondering if I have the right tone set in there. I thought I did. We'll check it. But yeah, this evening I should get home. I think we'll get home around 5 o'clock, 5:30, and then I could give you a text and see if you're busy, and then we could try a couple things.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good to me. And rather than me reaching over to the radio and looking up the tone, I'll call out to Ross here. Hey, Ross, are you on yet? Can you confirm your current PL tone? This is K2PCB. Yeah, sounds like he's running behind this morning. Well, once I get destinated, I can take a look here, see what I have programmed in the radio.
I think I might have found the problem. I have a receive CTCSS as 85.4. I don't know if I need that, but I do have the, for whatever reason, I have the transmit CTCSS on a DCS 023, and I don't think that's correct. I think it's supposed to be the 85.4.
Okay, so you can split that. That's a nice feature. Yeah, you'll want. Okay, so here's the other question: is that DCS code grayed out? Because you may or may not be using it. Is there an option where it says, maybe under your CPCSS, where it says tone, transmit and receive, or anything like that, where it defines more explicitly how the tone is configured?
Those are all good questions, Travis. So I have the channel setting, and so that, no, I don't want to do that. So it gives me my receive frequency. So there's a column for receive frequency, a column for transmit frequency, then there's a column for receive CTCSS / CDCSS, and then same thing for transmit, and then there's a transmit power, scan, bandwidth, signaling. There's a two-tone, five-tone, and a DTMF. And then there's a column for notes. But I think I had the transmit CTCS instead of it being, I had it for DCS. DCS, which I think was what we had set up earlier, because Ross was trying to get rid of that tail noise, I think.
Yeah, that would all make sense. So you'll definitely want to set those to the same tone. I personally like to have the tone on the receive as well. And that eliminates some noise, so if there's spurious signals there, it won't open your squelch. Somebody transmits there on a different tone, you will not hear it. Or you can leave it wide open. I personally like having the tone received just because it's a little quieter. But that's my personal preference.
Well, let me tell you what. Give me a minute and see if Ross is in there, and you guys can chat for a second, and I will upload this new file to the radio, and we'll give it a try.
All right, KTPCB standing by, and wow, some nice big snowflakes coming down here. Yeah, this is what winter is all about. This is nice. I can't complain about this. All right, Mr. Ross, Mr. Jeff, anyone else on the air this morning?
K2PCV, this is KE2GDQ. Do you copy?
Well, hopefully you figured it out. K2PCV here.
I hear you loud and clear. How's the audio quality?
Well, I'll say this is a positive. Your audio is booming. I just had to turn my audio down a little bit from where I had the level set. Now, granted, you're the only one I talked to this morning, so I can't compare your audio to someone else and where I set the volume knob, but that microphone's got some serious pickup on there. We'll have to have a few exchanges, you, me, the rest of the group, and figure out where your new position to hold the microphone is. But, definitely no closer than where you are now. But I would say that sounds good. And, in fact, while you were away, I pulled up, I think the English guy you were talking about, M0FXB, I like him. I watch a lot of his YouTube stuff, and I see where he was using the Redivis software, and I see how you have the receive and transmit pull-downs for each separately. So it looks like you nailed that. So that's pretty awesome. Of course, now we need to get a full channel list in there so you can listen to some good stuff. And
yeah, that's one thing I like about the Chirp software is you can copy and paste. Have not tried that on this one yet.
Well, I guess if the Chirp is experimental, you can always try it. If it comes up goofy, you can always switch back. Maybe there's a way to import a list from an external source. That would be one way to do it as well. But you're off and running, so this is good. This is really cool. So you can, at a minimum, you could hand key in, Lancaster if you wanted, most definitely the East Coast Reflector, which I'm sure you're listening to a lot now. You only had in the other radio the 2-meter frequencies. Now you need all the other local 2-meter 440 channels that you had in the HDs. So congrats, and this is sounding good so far.
Well, I'm glad. This makes me feel pretty good. I do have the list that was on the HDs that we programmed in when I was at TCB. If I try the Chirp software and copy that into another file, I should be pretty good.
I'm actually on the I'm on the Chirp website right now for the list of supported models, and the MA1 is listed as a supported model. I don't see any warnings on that. I would go ahead and try that. I think that that's definitely worth it. And I don't see anything about experimental unless that's in the software. I would just make sure you have the updated software. And that way you can use the, up in the top menus, you can use the, external sources, import from repeater builder, put in your GPS location or your zip code and say, okay, give me all the repeaters in the, 25, maybe 50-mile radius, see what you can hear. Maybe that's too many channels, but and you can play with that. Wipe it out. Go 40 miles so that it scans through them faster. If you're not picking up anything beyond a certain distance, but yeah, give it a whirl. And I see you sent me a text here, and and it's got the alpha tagging. That is awesome. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The only thing that when I'm transmitting, there's a noise. I'm wondering if it's a fan. It could be because I am on high power right now. So I probably should, I could probably back that off.
Yeah, are you running so obviously you're running the new, so that might be a reason where you'd want to detach the faceplate if you want to remotely, mount that radio so you don't have that noise. I guess is the fan the radio? Is the fan from the power supply? So all these things that I would be thinking about is what's my current draw? I'd be curious about that. Also, relocating that fan if that fan's kind of loud. And I also got a message from Ross, and I think you got the same, that he's not on the air today. So, all right. I just see Jeff walking in. And then I glance at the clock, and I notice it's 6:48, so I should probably run, too.
Yeah, I just got the from Ross that message. That's too bad. It's unfortunate. I will I'll say 73s, and you have a great day. I'll probably do some more programming tonight, and if I run any issues, I'll give you a text. And you have a great Friday, and we'll talk to you soon, Travis. This is KE2GDQ, K2PCV.
Yeah, and I don't know if Ross ever showed you how to put his node into echo mode. And that might be something you can do as well. That way you transmit on high power, transmit on medium power, transmit on low power, and hear your signal back to see how you're sounding coming into the node. So you might be able to run on low power for his node. That's very, very, very possible. Keep the power consumption down, keep the heating down. All things to consider. Okay. Yeah, since he's home today, sounds like he might be able to throw that into echo mode for you. All right, this is K2PCB. I'm going to say 73. Nice job getting that programmed. And, we'll talk to you soon. K2PCB.